Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com, along with 26 years of essays, visit reports, and press releases relating to the network of private, parent-choice residential schools and programs working with teens and young people making poor decisions. Today is September 24th, 2015, and we're going to talk about transitions. My guest is Carl Bacchelleri. Did I get it right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Carl is the Executive Director of Living Well Transitions, and we're going to talk about from residential to independence. Good to have you here. And so talk about that transition. What are you trying to do in transition? You work with young adults. So tell me what you're trying to do. What's some of the goals that you do with the young people that come your way?
Thanks, Lon. It's really nice to be on the show. You know, a lot of the folks that are coming into our program had an earlier chapter before they got to us, which was some sort of a structured residential wilderness kind of a program where for their launch into independence was interrupted by some, you know, behaviors on their parts or experiences that they had where they weren't going to school, going to college, moving in the direction that they thought they would. And it's usually some form of a crisis. And that sort of a crisis necessitates a program like, again, a residential program or an intensive wilderness therapy program where they're bringing in a lot of structure, really helping to contain a situation, and the young adult is learning a lot of therapeutic skills and communication, new ways of relating to their own experience and to each other. So they come out of that with some sort of interruption of what wasn't working and some new skills to move into their life. But at that point, to just jump right back into their own lives in their old context, doing what they always did, the chances of them maintaining those gains are relatively low. And that's where a transition program such as ours comes into place, where we're helping them sort of shift towards the long game.
The term that came to my mind, you're talking about, okay, that's the old sink or swim. Throw them into the water, and if they sink, too bad, and if they swim, great. Well, you're trying to ease that a little bit with the ones that you've come with that have been gone off the rails, and they've got their head screwed back on straight, more or less, but it's new skills, and they need some practice at really firming them up. Is that what you're trying to do there at Living Wells?
Absolutely. I mean, and honestly, I think it's true for everybody that, you know, I don't know if you've ever gone to a workshop or had some sort of experience where you think, oh, now I've learned this new thing, I'm a changed person, and this is who I'm going to be from now on. And, you know, within a week or two or a month, we're back to our old ways. And so it's that much harder for a young adult. And when they're working with, you know, what can be some really challenging issues of anxiety, depression, and other issues that feel beyond their controls. How are they going to start to stabilize and consistently use these new skills in their lives? So a transitional program, and Living Well is one of a number of them, is a place to start to internalize your own structure. I mean, because this is the thing. It's not a challenge to a young adult's abilities to function in the world to be in a structured setting, because you're being told what to do. You're being guided day by day, and there are tremendous gains and there's tremendous value in that. But ultimately, when they come out of that situation, they're no more prepared to live according to their own internalized structure than they were in the first place. So they have some tools that they can begin to practice, but to that, like as you said, the sink or swim approach doesn't tend to work. So a lot of the work at a transitional program begins with helping clients young adults turn towards asking the question, how do I shift from a sort of short-term getting just what I want when I want it, or getting away from what I don't want to feel when I don't want to feel it, to starting to look at their life as something that they're going to work at systematically and develop a journey. You know, this is really about getting back on the track of young adulthood.
Okay, so one of the first things or aspects you have is help them think in long term, the long game, rather than immediate gratification. So that's one of the key things that you have to teach them. correct?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yeah, what are some of the other things you try to teach? Go over some of the things that you consciously try to help them learn in this transition process.
Wonderful. Well, you know, on the outer level, there are, you know, concrete life skills. Like, a lot of times our young adults just need to learn how to budget, how to have a sense of how much things cost, and how to make sure there's enough money at the end of the month to carry you through. Sometimes it's study skills. We help with employment preparation. You know, basically, if you don't know what you're doing in some sort of concrete way, we're there to help onboard those kinds of skills. I would say at a more subtle and maybe more important level, you know, it would be is the internal dimension, because we can help somebody get a job pretty quickly, but their ability to manage their anxiety or the tension in a relationship, if they're getting feedback that they're not comfortable with, that's the longer game. One of the core distinctions that we make at Living Well, and we really keep it simple and yet I think quite effective, is we ask the question, are you moving towards the life that you would like to be creating for yourself, the life that you want to be having? And so we do a lot of values inventory work and exploration of, like, who do you want to be? Let's say this program was a wild success, and in a year from now, you're off in your life. What kind of things are you doing? And start to really garner some clarity and some motivation for themselves. What kind of life do I want to be having for myself? So when we ask the question, are you moving towards that life right now? Or are you moving in the direction of just trying to get away from an experience or a situation that you don't want to have right now? And a lot of times those short-term solutions, you know, they can be maladaptive behaviors such as, from video gaming to drug and alcohol to isolation to just procrastinating. There's a sense of, like, if I can just get out of this uncomfortable moment right now, I'll figure out the future later. And what we try to do is, instead of having a structure that says, well, you have to be here at 8 o'clock in the morning and you have to be here at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, instead we're saying, what are you doing in this situation? And look at it for yourself. Am I moving towards the life that I want, or am I just trying to get away from what I don't want to experience? And we work with parents with that dynamic in the same way that we work with young adults, because, honestly, it's something that we're all working with.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things, and you had a press release here a while back, that was a technique that I think is unique to you guys. You called it a landing pad. So what's that? That's when they first start, first enroll. How are you doing it differently than you used to do it?
God, I'm so excited about this. It's something that we've been wanting to do for a number of years, and we finally did it. It's the landing pad is a residence, and, you know, ours is it's a beautiful sort of retreat-like setting where the clients can come in. A lot of times our clients are coming to us having woke up that morning in a tent, in a wilderness program, for example. And so the prospect of, within the next 48 hours, finding a place to live and somehow getting everything together, it's daunting and it's less than ideal. So we thought, let's create a landing pad where they can come for, let's say, the first 6 weeks of the program and have a chance to really meet their peers, get a structured introduction to what this program is, and have plenty of time to start looking for their own independent apartment, set a budget, get it approved by their parents, you know, who are or aren't going to approve a certain amount, and then they have clear guidelines to work within. And there we have our first sort of life skill development process where they get to, you know, engage, finding an apartment, negotiating a lease, and all the rest of it. So it's, so far we've had about 6 people move through the landing pad, and it's been a really positive experience.
To oversimplify it, it sort of sounds like it might be a sort of an orientation. Here's what's about. Here's what your future, immediate future, is going to be, and in a situation that's a little bit more like the structured situation they'd been at before. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's the funny thing about transitions. It's always a gray area. It's neither quite this or quite that. So the landing pad is a little bit more structured than independent living, but certainly less structured from where they just came from.
What do you think, we're about run out of time, but could you sort of summarize what might be a good takeaway from a parent that they might apply to their own young adult that's looking at this launch, transitioning away from home? What have you learned that might be helpful for parents to consider?
Well, you know, in our parent coaching, a lot of the things that one of the main things that we focus on is is stepping back and letting your young adults steer at an earlier age in their adolescence, in their late adolescence, beginning to, instead of help them make the choice, help give the choice to them, but frame it. And this framing of, is that moving you in the direction of where you really want to go? Or if you're honest with yourself, are you just trying not to have an experience that you don't want right now? That distinction is something that can carry them, I think, really well into young adulthood.
All right. Well, and I would say part of it is to get the assessment, a good assessment of where the kid's at, which is, I presume, is part of it, what their eight particular issues are. And that would be helpful for the parents. And to always, I think what you're saying is always keep in your mind the end game is independence and everything that contributes towards that that progress towards. Okay. How would you explain a little bit about Living Well Transitions, about a half a minute, what it does, and then how, if somebody wanted to have more questions about the program or about our topic, how they could get a hold of you? Two questions.
Sure. Absolutely. So it's Living Well Transitions, livingwelltransitions.com. Our phone number is 303-245-1020. And we're located in Boulder, Colorado, and really we focus on young adults 18 and up who are ready to make a change in their lives, that have struggled, that have had some sort of primary treatment almost always, and are ready for independent living, or at least after a landing pad would be ready for independent living within a few months with a little bit more structured contact. It's life skills development and therapeutic support to help, you know, get at the underlying issues. But ultimately, our goal is for young adults to launch into the lives that they would have for themselves.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, Carl. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. And we've been talking with Carl Baccalieri, the Executive Director of Living Well Transitions, headquartered in Boulder, Colorado. And thank you very much for your time, Carl. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Lon.